This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Solo earnings call, bold move or communication risk. When one voice fills the room, lessons from Lotus Resources solo earnings call. What happened? Lotus Resources Limited, a uranium-focused mining company, held its Q3 2026 earnings call with CFO Gregory Bitter as the sole company representative on the line. No CFO, no investor relations handler, no supporting cast, just one executive standing in front of shareholders and analysts to account for the quarter's performance. That is either a bold communication choice or a costly mistake, and the difference matters enormously. The communication angle. Let's draw the contrast clearly. The standard earnings call looks like this: a CFO opens with vision and strategy, a CFO walks through the numbers with precision, and a support team handles the granular follow-up questions. Roles are divided because expertise is divided. The CFO exists precisely so the CEO does not have to defend depreciation schedules while also predicting confidence about the company's five-year outlook. That structure is not bureaucracy. It is smart communication architecture. What Lotus Resources did was collapse that architecture into one person. Now here is where I will give credit, where it is due. A solo call can work. It signals confidence. It says, I know this company cold, and I am not hiding behind a committee. For a smaller company, where the CFO genuinely touches every part of the operation, that directness can build real trust with investors. Bitter may have pulled it off flawlessly. We do not know without the full transcript, but here is the risk. And it is a serious one. When one person handles everything, the audience stops receiving information and starts evaluating the person. Every pause becomes a hesitation. Every qualification becomes a dodge. The solo speaker carries the full weight of credibility, and if they stumble on one number or one analyst question, there's nobody to step in and redirect. Compare that to a two-person call, where one executive can literally say, "Let me hand that to our CFO and buy the room time to reset." That handoff is not weakness. It is control. The deeper lesson here is about knowing what your communication structure signals before the first word is spoken. A full executive team on a call signals institutional death. A solo CEO signals either lean confidence or thin resources. Investors read both. The question Lotus Resources needed to answer before scheduling this call was not, can Bitter handle it? The question was, what do we want our audience to feel the moment they see the participant list? This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on presence and positioning covers how your setup, before your content, before your words, shapes every judgment your audience makes. Most people obsess over what they say. The pros obsess over what the room already believes by the time they open their mouth. That chapter gives you a framework for auditing your communication environment so you're never accidentally sending a message you did not intend. The takeaway. Before your next high-stakes presentation or call, look at your participant list and ask, what does this lineup tell the audience before anyone speaks? If you're going solo, prepare a one-sentence framing statement that explains why and deliver it at the top. Something like, I'm walking you through all of this directly because I want you to hear it from the person accountable for every decision. Own the structure. Do not let the audience draw their own conclusions about it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.